turunduse täht.
So do you have any good ideas for our weekly marketing awards?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, this might be a little self-serving, but I've been working with Success Academy, Roland Toko, who it runs it, and helping them use what we call the neurogenetics of marketing. We add the word genetics in there, so we broaden it out. He and his organization are bringing Robert Kiyosaki, the editor of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, into Estonia. And Robert and I, just as happenstance, used to play rugby together back in the days in Hawaii. We've been good buddies for a long time, and we've supported each other in our development, both mental and physical and business. Roland asked me for a little help about what he would do to get people to pay attention when he first launched his seminar series to Estonia and I guess Latvia and some other countries here. And I gave him this concept of what we call alpha influencers. We have genes, which we call alpha dog genes, that force us to follow people in the marketplace or in the world that we think can enhance our own personal thriving or surviving. You may have one, if you're into military, Patton might be the guy you wanted to follow if something went wrong, General Patton back in World War II. If you were into spirituality, you might want to follow Gandhi, would be your alpha influencer. You literally have genes that are forcing you to follow those people. So what we found was, if you can attach yourself personally to other alpha influencers, the brain works associatively. It fires holographically. That means all at once, really, in 360. And so if I attach myself to somebody famous, and it's legitimate in some way, then you can't unattach me. The story I just told you about Robert and I playing rugby, you can't get that apart. You know, even though I'm a science guy and he's a motivational speaker, they're still stuck together at some level, right? So I said, Roland, what we found is, I said, I don't know who you can find in Estonia that's an alpha influencer. And I said, but you don't necessarily have to get somebody great. I have this slide I use when I do these presentations that I have this big Great Dane as an alpha influencer. But then I have these little teeny dogs next to him. It's really kind of cute. Even if you get a beta or a kappa or a zeta influencer, just if you can't get somebody big, then you get the local neighborhood hero or somebody that you attach to that can help you move up the line, right? So we call this kind of the alpha influencer hierarchical kind of strategy. So I said, who do you have? And he goes, well, and he came up with this idea. He says, what about this idea? He said, what about if I have Success Academy at the top, and then, Roland's there, and I lay out Richard Branson, Robert Kiyosaki, Tony Robbins, Robin Shimara, Donald Trump, T. Harv Eker, and I show pictures of all of them, and I say, guess who's coming to town?
So this was your idea?
Well, Roland came up with it. I just gave him the framework.
Okay.
How to use alpha influencers. Yeah. So all it is biology. So
it really worked. I really noticed it.
Well, not only that, he got 600 people in 2 days to sign up for the seminar.
Okay.
So it worked. So then when they guessed, it was Robert Kiyosaki.
Okay, very good.
So everybody won. So Robert's now, Robert's associated these guys anyhow. I mean, he's very famous. But now Roland is. So we're great. And he got 600 people, which is
a lot of money. It's a tremendous.
And he's helping a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very, very good idea. I have thought about two candidates for this week. One of the candidates is, and they are both Estonian ones. I tried to explain a bit more. One of them is Estonian Sea Plain Harbor. You probably haven't visited it yet. I really recommend. The Sea Plain Harbor is one of the biggest museums here in Tallinn. Has roughly more than 200, more 200,000-300,000 visitors per year, and they opened a new exhibition. And the exhibition, it's really interesting what they do, but for me, from the marketing point of view, it was really interesting to look how they tell good stories. And the exhibition, or the new exhibition, is about two guys who tried to, who were competing, reaching the pole, Amundsen and Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Their stories showing what one team did, how the other team behaved, what the decisions did they make, and how it ended. So it's a good way of bringing history to life, to let you to associate with the teams, to play with them, to compete, to understand what happens in a really emotional way. So the exhibition is great, but I'm more like about the storytelling part. It's always difficult to find how to tell good stories, but it's a really good example about good storytelling in my mind. So I'd suggest you to go and visit.
I'd like to do that.
And really kind of take your time and to kind of digest the stories. And for marketing, just people try to learn what is a good story and how to tell it in a kind of very touching way, let's say so. This was one of my candidates. And the other one is Estonian company, one of the biggest one is Tallink. The company where ferries are mostly what we see from our studio here on the 10th floor.
And what's the name again?
Tallink. One of the biggest companies in Estonia. And what I liked, what I noticed was their summer campaign for Finland. As you know, probably the biggest, we have the biggest amount of tourists coming from Finland to Estonia, but also a lot of Estonians traveling to Finland. And Tallink, as a market leader, this summer had a very innovative campaign about not talking only about the ferry prices, what they usually do, how cheap is a ticket to Finland, but giving us different reasons why to visit Finland. Not only the places we know, where we have been for several times, but showing that, okay, you can have wineries in Finland, or you can have different places all over the country where to travel, using them as just kind of the first part how to reach, and then already showing the bringing up very interesting ideas. And a couple of weeks ago, we had also a Tallink representative here in our show, and they commented that this approach had worked well. So they had, the market is rather mature, there are a lot of traffic already between the two countries, but it had helped them to increase the amount of people who went to Finland for the vacation and trying to find new things.
Tremendous.
So these are my two candidates. And now, you know, we have to vote. We have to find, vote for one whom we are going to give the award.
Can we both vote?
We need to reach the decision, the common one. So what would be your target, or what would be your choice?
I love my buddy Roland, but I'd rather go to the museum. So I go for the museum.
You go for the museum.
I do. That struck me. Okay. You did a great sales job on me.
Oh,
with
thank
that
you. Thank you. So go visit the museum. And I think that it's a lot of learning how we could use neuromarketing. And I would really like to learn more. And I think the example you brought about the how to use it kind of to get people's attention and to use the kind of the Alpha Talks metaphor was really good.
Well, let me tell you, do I have 1 minute here?
Okay.
So there's a part of your brain called the insular cortex that when that's fired, that fires when you tell stories.
Okay.
And so when you were saying that part of my brain was firing. And what I was doing was envisioning myself going to the Arctic I'd love to do a race like that. So that hit my meaning network, but it fired it through story in my insular cortex.
Okay, good. Okay, let's agree. Sea Blaine Harbor.
There we go.
Okay, good.